Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Gerard, a Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Gerard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGerard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGerard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Gerard.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? How you doing today? It's New Year's Eve, and we expect fireworks in Las Vegas. They got 80,000 fireworks that they're blowing off tonight to have a fireworks celebration to bring in 2019. Oh, it's going to be a sensational fireworks display. Yes, in Las Vegas, it will be beautiful. Yep, it will be outstanding. So for all of those that want to deal with this cold weather and want to go down to the Strip, well, I wish them good luck, because it's cold out here in Vegas. Yes, it's down to like 35 degrees, and you know, 32 degrees is freezing weather. So it's 35, we're just a little above freezing out here on the streets in Las Vegas. But Las Vegas is the entertainment capital of the world, so everybody is coming to Vegas for the New Year's celebration. And we expect to have, oh, a couple million people out here to celebrate the New Year's, to celebrate the beginning of 2019 right here in Las Vegas. And all of them would be on the Strip. That's right. Las Vegas Boulevard should be the scene of a million people or so. And the streets have been blocked off so that you can't even drive down the streets. So they've blocked the streets off, and the freeways are blocked off going to the Strip. So you got to go all around the city to get to the Strip after 5 o'clock. And well, it's almost 4 o'clock. Well, actually it's 3 o'clock now, because that's the time I do my radio show. So we're at 3 o'clock, and I know they're in the process of blocking off Las Vegas Boulevard so that they can prepare for the show this afternoon, this evening on the Strip. It should be an outstanding show. I'm so sorry that I won't be able to see it. That's only because I'm blind, not because I won't be able to see it from where I am, because I'm in perfect location to see the Strip from downtown. But unfortunately, I'm blind, so I won't be able to see the fireworks show. Now, there have big explosions, and they have loud firecrackers. Well, I'll be able to hear that, so I can let you know. Well, I won't be on the air then, but it will be exciting for me to actually hear the fireworks. So I'm excited about the show that's going to introduce 2019 to the Las Vegas people here in Las Vegas, in the desert, in Nevada. So it's going to be a glorious evening tonight. I've spent 18 New Year's here, since I've been here since 2000, and I've experienced a lot of New Year's here, and I've been on the strip for the New Year's, and I had to wrestle with all of those people on the strip. Oh, my God, it was people everywhere. They were like roaches. They were coming out of everywhere. I mean, you would go into a building and it'd be 25 people walking out of the building. Then you'd walk out on the street and it'd be 150 people walking down the street. Oh, it was amazing. It was just people everywhere. And just to experience that, I mean, I can't even tell you what the experience was like. But if you ever come to Vegas and you happen to be here on New Year's, believe me, you will run into a million people. They will be all over the strip. They will be walking up and down the sidewalk. No matter what the weather's like, they will be on the strip. So you don't have to worry about it being hot or being cold, because if it's the New Year's, it'll be people from all over the world that will be here in Las Vegas. Because after all, in Las Vegas is the entertainment capital of the world. And we expect everybody to come to Vegas because we want them to participate in the show that's going to take place about midnight. It should be exciting. Okay, well, Papa D, let's talk some NFL football. What do you think?
Hey, what's up, G Money? It's DJ Papa D coming at you live. How you doing?
Okay, Papa D, I'm all right, man. How are you doing, man? In that warm weather you're in Oakland right there. How is the weather?
Yeah, I guess if 57 is warm, then yeah, I'm doing all right here in this warm weather. So there were a bunch of games in week 17, the final week of the NFL, the final week of regular season play in the NFL. And so I can report on the scores if you want. Would you like that?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, tell me who played and tell me who won. And I'm going to try to count the number of games I was right at and see how my record is for the end of the season. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, okay. So the Chiefs beat the Raiders 35-3. And Freddie picked that one.
35-3. The Chiefs beat the Raiders. Okay, I didn't know what the Chiefs had done, but they played the Raiders. Yeah, I should have known that was an automatic win for the Chiefs. So, yeah, okay, that's one win for me. Go ahead.
Okay, the Bills beat the Dolphins 42-17.
Ooh, 42-17? Yeah, that's amazing. The Bills won that game? They beat the Dolphins? Like 42-17. Where the hell does the Chiefs, the Bills, get their offense from? They haven't won any games like that all year. And they played against a good Dolphin team, and they blew them out like that, 42-17. Wow. I'm totally shocked. I picked the Dolphins to win. So, okay, that's one loss for me. Go ahead.
The Colts beat the Titans 33-17.
Oh, the Colts beat the Titans. Oh, you know what? I was wondering, since the Colts won, they beat the Titans. Does that mean the Titans miss out on playing in the playoffs?
Yep. Titans are not in the playoffs.
Oh, so that's what happened. The Colts won and the Titans missed the playoffs. That's what happened to the Titans. Okay. Wow. Did I pick the Colts or did I pick the Titans? I think I picked the Titans.
You picked the Titans. I picked the Colts. So
Yeah, okay. Well, you one up. Okay. So far I'm one and two. Okay. Go ahead.
All right, so the Bears beat the Vikings 24-10.
Yeah, that was expected.
Okay, the Ravens beat the Cleveland Browns 26-24. That was a close game.
Whoa, the Browns came out of the woodwork. They had some good games this last couple weeks, huh? Uh-oh, they may be trying to keep that quarterback. Uh-oh, next year we're going to see what the Browns are going to do because they had like 6 wins this year. Wow, that's amazing. 2 years they didn't win a game, and then all of a sudden this year they won 6 games. Wow, they almost made the playoffs. Okay, good job. Okay, go ahead.
The Lions beat the Packers 31-0.
31-0? Oh, the Packers must not have played none of their first string. Aaron Rodgers must have been out, and their first string just didn't show up. So that's how Detroit beat the Packers that badly. Oh, man. Yeah, because Detroit ain't got nothing to play for except pride, and the Packers didn't have nothing to play for. So they decided to save their first string. So that's the reason that the Detroit Lions won by such a margin. Wow. Okay. I still thought the Packers were going to win, but I should have thought about it being the last game of the season and all. Okay.
Patriots beat the Jets 38-3.
Yeah, I figured the Patriots would beat the Jets, so that's nothing new. Okay, go ahead.
Carolina Panthers beat the New Orleans Saints 33-14.
The Panthers beat the Saints?
Yep.
Are you sure that's right? The Panthers beat the Saints.
You know what? I think the Saints. Let me see. I'm just going to go back here and check. Week 17, Carolina Panthers 33, New Orleans Saints 14.
Wow. Okay. Well, I guess the Saints didn't play their starting team. Because they didn't have nothing to – they had plenty of – well, they didn't have nothing to lose. And the Panthers weren't going to make the playoffs, so they're just playing for pride. So, okay, I can understand that. They're saving themselves for the playoffs, for their run for the Super Bowl. Because they should be in the Super Bowl this year. Who that going to beat them Saints? Who that? Who that? Okay. Go ahead.
The Texans beat the Jaguars 20-3.
20-3. Yeah, that's good. I knew the Texans were gonna win. I bet that they beat the Jaguars. About time. I keep betting on the Jaguars to lose, and they've been winning the last couple of weeks. So I'm glad they finally lost like they were supposed to. Okay.
Cowboys beat the Giants 36-35.
Yeah, I figured the Cowboys would win because they're playing at home, and they were playing for a first-place position in their division. So, yeah, okay, Cowboys win. I can understand that. Okay, go Cowboys. Yeah, right.
The Eagles beat the Redskins 24-0.
Whoa, the Eagles beat the Redskins 24-0? Oh, well, that's right. The Redskins don't have a quarterback. They had 3 quarterbacks that got hurt. So they didn't have a quarterback. No wonder they didn't have any offense. So that's why they couldn't score any points. Okay, go ahead. Congratulations to Philadelphia, because they made the playoffs now, but that's as far as they're going to go. So next week they'll be beat.
Okay. All right. The Atlanta Falcons beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 34-32.
Wow. Now, we didn't say anything about Atlanta. Did they qualify for the playoffs or no?
No, Atlanta didn't qualify for the playoffs. They were like, let's see.
What was their record?
They came out 7-9, and they're like, let's see, in the NFC, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. They're like 10th in the NFC.
Oh, okay. They didn't qualify. They didn't have enough wins. They only had, you said 7 wins and 9 losses?
Yeah, they only had 7. Yep.
Oh, no. They weren't even in the qualification for a playoff.
No.
You got to win at least 10 games to play in to get to the playoffs. So they didn't qualify. All right.
The Pittsburgh Steelers beat the Cincinnati Bengals 16-13.
They barely beat the Bengals. They didn't beat them when they needed to beat them, but now they beat them, and it don't help them at all. So they didn't even qualify for the playoffs. They should have beat the Bengals like 3 weeks ago, and then they could have qualified for the playoffs. Oh, well. Tough luck, Pittsburgh. We'll see you next year if Roethlisberger doesn't retire. Okay, go ahead.
Seattle Seahawks beat the Arizona Cardinals 27-24.
Wow, Arizona Cardinals acting like they had a good team. I think everybody's just playing their second and third string. That's what was happening. Because Arizona only had 3 wins a whole year. So it wasn't like they were in competition. And Seattle made the playoffs. So that's all I can say about that. Seattle, we'll see them in the playoffs. And they'll do their business in the playoffs.
Right. All right. The next game is the Rams beat the 49ers 48-32.
Oh, yeah. The Rams needed to put a whooping on somebody to let them know they got a strong offense. They've been playing really weak the last couple of weeks. They've been scoring like 13 points, like 18 points, like 16 points. Like, come on, man. How are you guys going to go to the Super Bowl and you can't score more than 18 points? Come on. But the Rams did used to have a powerful offense. I don't know what happened. I don't know if somebody got hurt or a receiver got hurt. I don't know, but they look like they're trying to get their firepower back. So we'll see what happens in the playoffs. They'll have a bye, so they'll get a chance to get their receivers and their running backs together. Okay, so the Rams won. That's good. That's another one I picked.
And last but not least, the L.A. Chargers beat the Denver Broncos 23-9.
Yeah, I thought the Chargers would win. I thought they won this weekend. I had heard they had lost, but I knew that couldn't be right. The Chargers are going to the playoffs, and they're going in as the number 2 seed. So they're going to have a bye. Or did we say the Chargers are playing the first round? I think we said
the Chargers are playing
the first round. Yeah, the Chargers are playing
the Ravens.
Right, oh yeah, that's right. Yeah. man, I'm so mad. I can't believe that they got the Ravens the first draw. Man, of all the teams they could pick, they got the Ravens. That's bad business. I'm sorry, Chargers, but I think you're going home after you play the Ravens. I think that's it for you. You had a good run this season, though. I'm really happy. But I think Baltimore is going to send you home. Oh, well. Better luck next year. All right.
So, all right. Well, that's it for the NFL.
All right. Well, that's it for the NFL. So, I guess it's time for a commercial break. Did I hear the signal for a commercial break?
Yes, you sure did. So, I'm going to play a song.
Yeah, play a song and then drop a spot. And we'll be back. In a minute. Go,
are
Papa.
You ready?
Go, Papa.
Are you ready?
listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, Las Vegas. Man, I'm sitting out here in this cold weather. But it feels good. I'm glad I'm not in the snow. It's snowing in the mountains in Las Vegas. In the hills of Las Vegas in Nevada, it's snowing. So I'm glad I'm not in the snow, because I don't have no snow clothes. I can't even dress for the snow. I'm having a hard time just dressing for this cold weather. And I should know about that. I mean, I was homeless, so I know how to dress for the cold weather. But I got to get my act together so that I'm not cold when I come outside to do my radio show. But right now, I'm not too bad. I feel pretty good. I'm just glad the wind isn't blowing. Oh, I just said the wrong thing. The wind is starting to blow. Oh, my goodness, it's going to be a wild one. Well, anyway, I want to tell you a story. Since it's New Year's, I want to tell you a story about when I spent New Year's in L.A. And I was born and raised in L.A. So I have a lot of New Year's stories that I could tell. But one in particular, I have a godbrother that's like 32 days older than me. And he was in a car club. He was in the Southern California Firebirds and Camaros car club. And I had a Mustang, but my Mustang was sharp. Oh, I had 20s all around, and I was sitting 3 inches off of the ground. Oh, man, I was low riding for real. They couldn't tell me nothing. And then I had lights under my wheels. Oh, yeah, I told you the story about my Mustang, how it was gold on the outside and it was white on the inside. And my wheel wells were painted white, and I had gold lights on my wheels. Oh, yeah, I told you about that. I had tinted windows, and I had gold lights on the inside of my car. Oh, yeah, I know I told you about it. My Mustang was the sight for sore eyes. Oh, man, I used to ride my Mustang all over town, and people would see me, and at night I would turn my lights on my wheels, and they would say, "Wow, look at that Mustang go." And I'd be like, "Yeah, baby, look at this Mustang. This is a sight to see." And I had a couple of girlfriends that loved to ride in my car. And I had a couple of buddies that we used to roll real tough together. So this particular day, New Year's, I was hanging out with the Southern California Firebirds and Camaros. I was hanging out with my brother Warren. And he had an orange Camaro that was sitting on 20s and had a T-top cut in his roof. And his car was kind of clean. It was fancy. It wasn't real preppy, but it was nice. And so I rolled around with him. And when he went to the meetings with the Southern California Firebirds and Camaros, I'd ride with him. And I would show up, and they would see my car. And they knew my car was nice, so they didn't mind. Is it time for a commercial break again?
It's
certainly is. That's what the music is for.
Okay. Well, I'll tell some more about my story when we come back.
Hello, Bubba. Yes, it's your friendly phone fanatic again. Oh, yeah, I'm loaded with verbal rap ability, baby. You know you inspire me to poetry. So listen while I recite naughty nothing that'll wet your eardrums.
I'd like to, yeah.
Oh, can I make sweet love to you, baby?
What I'd like to do would be good to you. And if you hang up on me now, I'll be through.
I guess you'd call me an obscene phone call. I'm not a storyteller, though, baby. I'd rather be with you meet to meet. Sort of physical love like, baby. Oh, you're the sweetest fantasy I know. You.
Excuse me if I seem obscene to you. I'm being real and that seems a thing to do. I'm just living and I'm loving, waiting for the moment when you got time to kill. And if I can get your love through what's the telephone bill, I'm just living and I'm loving, waiting for the moment when you got time.
And if I
can get your love, what's the telephone bill?
Oh, baby, why don't you just hang on? Not that, baby. I want to be real with you. Let me just breathe in your ear hole, baby. Don't fake me out. Let's see if I can hit that note again. I love you, baby.
Yeah.
Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, Las Vegas. I was telling you about my New Year's Eve rolling with the Southern California Firebirds and Camaro Car Club, but I had a 65 Mustang, and I was telling you my Mustang was sharp. Oh, it was clean as the board of health, and people used to look at my car and go, wow, that car looks so good, and it runs so good. My car was just exceptional. I kept it purring like a kitten. It wasn't loud. It was quiet. It was a nice car. And I would roll up on the corner, and people would look at me and go, wow, that's nice. You want a race? And I go, nope, I don't have no motor in it. This is a six-cylinder, so it's not fast, but it looks good. And I would just roll on down the street, just low-riding in my glory. So anyway, New Year's Eve, I was rolling with the Southern California Firebirds and Camaros, and we were rolling down Western Boulevard going northbound, and we got to Santa Barbara, which is now called Martin Luther King Boulevard, and we made a left turn, and the first two cars blocked the street off. That's how you do it when you're rolling in a caravan. The first two cars blocked the first two lanes off of the oncoming traffic so that everybody else in the caravan can keep on going. So the first two cars pulled up and blocked the traffic off, and then the rest of the cars from the car club kept on rolling. And I was rolling in the car club, so I rolled around with them. And we went down Santa Barbara, and we got to Crenshaw, and we went into the Crenshaw Shopping Center. And it's a big shopping center, but they had a nightclub called the Blueberry Hill Nightclub. And so we rolled into the shopping center, and we parked all our cars in arrangement and everything so that everybody could see our cars. And I pulled up and parked in the front, and I turned my lights on my car, and I was just sporting my car because my car had lights all over it. It was really nice to look at, and I was the oddball in the car club because the car club was nothing but Firebirds and Camaros. So I had a Mustang, and my 65 was clean. And so I pulled in the front, and we were outside, and we were talking to some people. And we got ready to go inside because it was almost midnight. And while we were standing outside talking, all of a sudden bullet shells started hitting the top of my car. Bang, 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 bang. And I said, oh, no, they're shooting in L.A. We got to get inside. And before I could think about it, I jumped inside my car. And I was like, well, if my car gets shot, it's okay because I'm in my car. But the bullets were coming down out the sky. It was raining bullets. And I had my buddy Bernard with me, and he was like, man, how are we going to get in the club? I said, we'll have to wait till the bullets stop falling before I get out the car. And so he sat in there with me, and we just listened to the bullets just rain off the top of my hood and the top of my car. They were just binging, bing, 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 bing. And I was like, oh, no, they're shooting. I should have known this in L.A. But we didn't even think about that because we were outside in the parking lot talking to the girls. And we didn't even think about the bullets coming down when it was New Year's. And so New Year's rolled on right on around, and it ended up being the next year. And we didn't even get inside the club till the next year. So we were in the parking lot the whole end of the year, and we were dodging bullets, and the bullets were bouncing off the roof of our car. And I was holding on to my buddy, and I was like, dude, I hope we don't get shot because the bullets are coming down. And he's like, yeah, man, we should have been inside. And I'm like, yeah, man, we should have did it moving instead of waiting. We should have been all the way in the club. That way we wouldn't have to worry about anybody shooting us. We could have been in the club talking to the girls. But we had to wait, and so we sat in the parking lot in my car, and my car was looking good, but we were hostages in my car until the bullets stopped raining, and that was about 5 or 10 minutes after midnight when the bullets stopped, and we got a chance to jump out the car and run to the front door and run into the club. And from that time on, we were safe and sound. Yes, that was how I spent the last of whatever year that was. I don't even remember now. I think it might have been 85. So that's how I spent the last of 1985. And 1986, I rolled out, and I had a new girl. I met a girl inside the club, so I gave her a ride home. So me and my buddy Bernard, we each had a date, so we rode and gave them a ride home. And they loved riding in my car. They thought my car was so pretty. And I said, yeah, girl, my car does look good. I know it does. So I enjoyed the ride, but yes, that was how I ended 1984. That's how we ended the year before it was 1985. Yep, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. All right, Papa D, play a song and then play a commercial spot, and I'm going to see if I can roll around here and possibly get to some warmer atmosphere. You know what I mean?
I think I'll do the next.
I'm Gregory Gerard, G-Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I want to put together a promotion team. That's right. I'm looking for people to assist me in putting on concerts in Las Vegas. I'm also looking for people to assist me putting on fundraisers for the homeless. And I'm looking for people to help me advertise on social media, help me advertise my radio show, and other activities that we'll be involved in Las Vegas. And I'm also interested in having people assist me to guest appearances when I appear in public at social events. Yes, if you're interested in being a member of the promotion team, call 323-870-4366 and you can leave your name and your phone number with my engineer and he will make sure I get the message and I will interview you for the position of being a member of my promotion team. If you want to work in Vegas in entertainment, this is the best place to start.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Las Vegas, it's been a great year. 2018 has been a year full of unexpected situations. I mean, my friend Aretha Franklin died this year, and Nancy Wilson died this year, and Penny Marshall died this year. So I lost three of my favorite entertainers. They passed this year. So we want to wish their families, their friends, and their fans the best of wishes. And I want to say that next year, 2019, is going to be a good year. Because maybe the Los Angeles or the Oakland Raiders may even play some football games here next year in Sam Boyd Stadium. So we got that to look forward to. They're building a stadium for the Raiders for 2020, but we may even get them sooner than that. Even though they don't win, but it's nice to have a hometown team. So we're looking forward to that. And the Las Vegas Golden Knights hockey team is winning, so they're doing what they're supposed to do. And I think the women's basketball team is going to do pretty good. So we got some winning teams coming around, and we hope that everything is beneficial for Las Vegas. So this is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I want to thank you for listening to my show all of this year. We started in May, and now we've put on 130 shows for your listening pleasure. So go check us out on the internet. You can recap all of the shows that we played. And in 2019, G Money the Pimp Comic got his comedy album coming out. So that'll be something else for you to look forward to getting pulled up so that you can laugh all day long. That's right. It's full of laughs and stories that I tell to make life interesting. So I want to say thank you to my engineer, my brother, DJ Big Papa D. I'm going to say DJ Big Nasty, but DJ Papa D. And to my other brother, Big Nasty, for their help in this year's getting the show up and running and getting us started, and to give everybody some entertainment, to be entertained by my jokes and my comedy and my stories and so on and so forth. And my brother's playing the music, and it's been a blast. So thank you, and we'll look forward to talking to you tomorrow, which will be next year. 2019, it will be next year. So, I want to say good night and have a safe and happy new year. All right, I'm out of here. Bye.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at bigmouthgvg@juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at bigmouthgvg@juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at bigmouthgvg@juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.